in a few minutes' time, we'll begin a ceremony we've done for the last few years here at the Buddha Society in Perth, of giving the three refuges and the five precepts for the first time to people who want to affirm that now they certainly have decided they are Buddhists, and that they want to make that commitment on the holiest day of the Buddhist year on Vaisak to take the three refuges and the five precepts. And it also means that if they join if they take the three refuges and the five precepts today, they get special cakes and and biscuits, which are there next door. I just saw Bin, who's a president and Buddhist for many years, and he said, "How come I never got that when I take the three refuges and the five precepts?" But nevertheless, it's an encouragement. You know, everything in life is like marketing, and having a bit of bribery to take the three refuges and the five precepts does encourage people to do good things. So those people who have put their names down or want to volunteer at the last moment to take the three refuges and the five precepts, hopefully that you're all here. And those who aren't here, hope they're coming soon. And just to say a few words about those three refuges and the five precepts. These are something which unites all Buddhists, especially the three refuges, the Buddhang, Saranang, Gacchami. If any of you have been to the holy sites of India, especially in Bodh Gaya, for the last few years, every evening at dusk, they play the chant of Buddhang, Saranang, Gacchami. And it's a chant or it's a verses which are not only historical, but which are shared by all forms of Buddhism throughout our world, which is why it is any unifying chant, any unifying verses, it's Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. And I even remember just recently looking in a history book of how Buddhism was spreading to Asia in a port city in Lower Egypt, which was built about a couple of centuries before Christ. There are ancient headstones of graves, and one of those headstones, maybe was it 1st or 2nd century BC, has the verses inscribed into it, Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, Dhammang Saranang Gacchami, Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. A very early inscription of the three refuges, which define the person who is buried under that stone as a Buddhist. It was something which is historic, which is international, which is why going for refuge, saying Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, Dhammang Saranang Gacchami, Sanghang Saranang Gacchami, if anything is the affirmation which makes you a Buddhist, that is. Maybe in Christianity they may have a baptism, maybe in other religions they may have other little ceremonies which confirm that, you know, this is who you are. So the three refuges are something which, you know, historically has confirmed that yes, that I'm a Buddhist, this is the path which I'm following. And together with taking those three refuges, we always usually have the five precepts. It's not just saying I'm a Buddhist, but there's a consequence to enter the training as a Buddhist. Entering the training defines Buddhism as a spiritual path, a path where we can grow in virtue, compassion, wisdom, a path in which we train ourselves, you know, slowly or fast, depending upon one's abilities. But one is making aspirations to be a better person. And keeping the five precepts is aspiring to be someone who doesn't harm others, in particular not deliberately killing other living beings. So thereby one makes oneself harmless. And being a monk living in jungles, in forests, it's something which I'm sure the animals can pick up on when they see a Buddhist monk who will not kill them or will not harm them. Even the snakes and the other insects will leave you alone. You're harmless. You're not one of those people they fear. And because of that, you can give this beautiful gift of fearlessness, even to the animals in the forest in which you live. So you take the precept of not intentionally taking the life of other beings. And to make it quite clear, because somebody asked me this in Malaysia just a couple of days ago, it doesn't go as far as bacteria or viruses. So if you do have some terrible virus in your body, you can take the antibiotics. The actual word for the first precept, Parnati Pata, means not to deliberately, intentionally depriving the life of breathing beings, beings with breath. So it doesn't go as far as the microscopic beings such as fungus, fungi, the plant life, bacteria, or anything of that order. So you can still grow carrots and you can still pull the carrots out of the ground and boil them. So that's not considered to be breaking your precept. So it's killing animals, basically. And the second precept, of not taking what's not yours. In other words, one is totally honest with any, especially financial transactions. It means that when there's a bill to be paid, you pay it. When there's taxes to be paid, you're honest. And it's a wonderful thing that when you act in that way, it means that the people respect you. And so many times when we have done, the monks, and I imagine now the nuns, when we've done business dealings with builders and other contractors, they know they're going to be paid. They know they're going to be paid the right amount, which is one of the reasons why contractors quite like working at Buddhist monasteries. When other places they may get paid or they may not get paid, or certainly they get paid late, you know, they get paid on time wherever we are. And obviously the not taking what's not yours, not stealing, is something which allows us not to be so worried about when we park our cars or when we leave our bags, our handbags anywhere. We know that Buddhists will not take what's not theirs. So you don't have to worry so much about security. And of course the next precept is not sexual misconduct, which basically means not adultery. So if you're in a relationship, these are precepts not for monks or nuns, but for people in the lay world. If you're in a relationship, whether it's just boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband and wife, you make sure that you know you just keep your sexual relations within that relationship. So in other words, you can trust one another. It means that you know your partner does not need to think, I wonder what he's doing when he comes home late. I wonder what she's doing when she spends so much time in a shopping center. I don't know what she's doing. You don't have to think like that because people who keep five precepts, they won't destroy the trust which is in a relationship. And of course, the next one is one of the biggest ones: not to lie, not to tell fibs. So it means that whatever you say, people can trust. And that too is a wonderful gift you can give to others. So if you say you're going to do something, you're really going to try to do that unless circumstances mean that you're just unable at the last moment. But at least if you say something, people realize that is something I can rely upon. That is something I can trust. And I think many of you may have been deceived by people. Or they said they were going to come up and pick you up this afternoon, but they didn't turn up. Sometimes life gets very complicated when people say things which they don't mean or they don't tell the truth. So as a Buddhist, you know, we keep that precept. We do tell the truth. And that is a very powerful way of keeping a simple life and giving that sort of sense of people knowing where they are and where you are in life. And of course, lastly, not to take alcohol or non-medicinal drugs. And it's not that hard to sort of give up alcohol in our society. Especially as I read the papers, and a lot of people are now focusing on the social, psychological dangers of alcohol in our society. I think it was the London School of Economics did a survey of the most dangerous drug in the world, and it wasn't heroin, it was alcohol. It affects more people and causes more social and physical harm to people than any other drug. And so seeing the dangers in alcohol, we can actually let it go, we can give it up and still have a happy life. So if you go to parties or you go to receptions, you don't have to take the glass of wine or the glass of beer. Now we have non-alcoholic beers, non-alcoholic wines. And that's there so that people can go to parties and they can drive back home without having to worry about the policemen who are checking your blood alcohol levels. Every now and again, you know, when I'm going off to some talk in the evening, every now and again that the car I'm driving in gets stopped by the police. And I really enjoy that experience because my driver is stopped by the police and the police look in the car and say, "Sir, have you been drinking?" He says, "No." I don't know why they ask that, because they'll always test your blood alcohol level anyway. Or your, and ask him to blow into the tube and it's always zero. And it's wonderful to see the expression on the policeman's face when there's absolutely zero. So you can still have a wonderful, happy time and also be quite safe when you're driving home and also be able to enjoy your life. You can go to a party without taking the alcohol and you can have actually more fun than other people do. You don't need alcohol to let go. We teach many other ways of letting go and just being relaxed and being at peace with yourself and being confident. Those are the five precepts, and that means that we can live a beautiful life. And of course, many people here have been keeping those five precepts for years, and they're not that hard to keep. And they also create a lot of peace and happiness and give you a sense of inner strength. So those are the five precepts of the three refuges. So who actually is going to be taking them for the first time today? Would you like to come up to the front here? Very good. We got this. Three, four. Any more wants to come up? Hooray. Well done. So would you like to sit in a line? Five. Three. Excellent. Congratulations. It's actually quite a wonderful thing. It's something which actually you will remember for a long, long time. Now, there's two ways of doing it. We can do it in the traditional Pali formula, or we can do it in English. I prefer these days to do it in English. Would you like to do it in English? Okay, because in English, number one, you remember it and other people remember it. And it's actually taught by the Buddha. So if you're talking about tradition, the original teachings of the Buddha said all these things should be done in the local language. That's actually said by the Buddha, which means instead of having to learn ancient languages which you don't really understand, you say it in English, in your local language, your common language, which makes it much easier to understand. So how we do this is I say it first, and then you say it afterwards, because each of these phrases is quite long. Now I'll split it up. So first of all, for the three refuge, I go for refuge, repeat, to the Buddha. I go for refuge to the Dhamma. I go for refuge to the Sangha. For the second time, I go for refuge to the Buddha. For the second time, I go for refuge to the Dhamma. For the second time, I go for refuge to the Sangha. For the third time, I go for refuge to the Buddha. For the third time, I go for refuge to the Dhamma. For the third time, I go for refuge to the Sangha. So those are the three refuges. Having said those with sincerity, you can call yourself a Buddhist. And that was a traditional way of affirming you are a Buddhist. And now I will give you the five precepts. I undertake the precept to refrain from intentionally killing living beings. I undertake the precept to refrain from intentionally taking what is not given. I undertake the precept to refrain from sexual misconduct. I undertake the precept to refrain from intentional lying. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking alcohol and non-medicinal drugs which might cloud my mind. Those are the five precepts. Are you quite clear what those mean? So you've now taken the five precepts. Now please live by them and you'll find that your life will be enhanced in all areas. The chant which I'm going to give now, which is in the Pali, is the blessing we give after the precepts. It literally means these five precepts, they lead to increased wealth, because you don't lose your wealth in alcohol or in making trouble for yourself and others. You become more successful in life. And they lead to more happiness in life. And also they lead to Nibbana. So these are the three things which I'm going to say it leads to in a very ancient chant. So sometimes people think it's just for enlightenment. It is for enlightenment, but it's also for your wealth and happiness. People who keep precepts, trustworthy people, they don't lose their money in things like alcohol because they don't lie. They never get caught out and get sent to jail like many people do. So they, not some people do, they live a much better life. So I'll now give this last blessing. Imani panchasikapadani silena sukating yanti silena borga sampada silena nibuting yanti tasma silang visodaye. So now you have keeping those five precepts. You can become full members of our Buddhist society and you've taken these five precepts publicly on Vaisak Day, the holiest day of the Buddhist year. So I won't say I hope that will cause you much happiness. I know it caused you a lot of happiness. Very trustworthy, good people, and people who are obviously going to grow in your spiritual life as a result of a very, very strong foundation in virtue. I know that some people, they like to practice meditation, and sometimes they come here or they go on retreats, and sometimes their meditation is sort of okay, but not really good. But you'll find that if your meditation is based on virtue, especially five precepts, your meditation will go to another level. An hour ago, I did a novice ordination ceremony. In the monk ordination ceremony, one of the chants which I do is saying, Silang Paribhavito Samadhi Mahapalo Hoti Mahani Sangso, which means that when your meditation is empowered, is backed by virtue, it's of great power and benefit. It's a saying of the Buddha. So when the virtue is there, your meditation gets much better. It's more powerful, has much more benefit. And hopefully you will actually see that. With virtue as a foundation, you can build a very, very strong state of peace in your mind. That's why the precepts are actually important. So we wish you all happiness and well-being, and now the whole Sangha will give you a blessing because of you taking the five precepts today. Sabaroga vinimuto sabasantapa vajito sabavera mati gando Nibhuto chatuvang bhava sabhityo vivacchantu sabharogo vinasatu mate bhavan vantarayo sukhi digayu gopava apiva Dhanhasilitsanicha vutapachalino chataro dharma vatanti ayuvano sukhang balang. Very good.